This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Club Q mass shooter, already serving life sentences for the attack in 2022, is expected to plead guilty to new federal hate crime charges. CPR's Allison Sherry reports some victims were hoping the shooter would get the death penalty.
Federal prosecutors on Tuesday filed 74 charges against the 23-year-old shooter, including federal hate crimes charges. They said in filings they expect a guilty plea in exchange for them not seeking the federal death penalty. Survivor Ashton Gamblin was in court and said she wished for a capital sentence.
I just want him to sit with the thought of not knowing when he's going to die, or the fact that he could die at any time, because that's exactly what he did to us.
The shooter appeared in court via the web because they are serving a state prison sentence. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The planned demolition of a funeral home in Penrose is delayed. The site is where nearly 200 mishandled bodies were discovered last year. The EPA said conditions at Return to Nature were so bad that the location needs to be demolished, but a new demolition date has not been set. The funeral home's co-owners are facing criminal charges. While the Front Range had sub-zero temperatures, earlier this week the same massive Arctic air dropped a lot of snow on some ski areas. Steamboat Springs, Winter Park, and Monarch all report about 3 feet of new snow. Statewide snowpack totals are still just below average for this time of year. There is more mountain snow today and tomorrow. The forecast says heavy snow is possible around Vail and Aspen. Front Range highs today near 50. This is CPR News.